Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in living an empowered and an authentic life. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Kenny, and I'm just really happy to have you here. There's a great quote running around social media that says, worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but takes you nowhere. This quote is actually, that's a best case scenario, folks, and it holds true mainly for those people who worry only for a short time, then quickly let go of that worry and can find a way to positively rethink the situation. Prolonged worry does take you places. Places that most of us would rather not go. Worry tends to be a downward spiral for many of us, and it's difficult to turn it off. Once the cyclone of negative thoughts begins playing havoc in our minds, there just seems to be no end. Since our thoughts create our belief, and our beliefs create our reality, and then on top of that you have the law of attraction at work, where does worry really take us? Well, instead of being weighed down with worry, today's show is all about letting it go and being free and living free from it. My guest today is Jan Lundy, and she is here to chat about today's tool, Live Worry Free. Now, a lot of you folks are probably saying that's easier said than done, but I promise you, Jan is going to have some incredible insight from you. As many of you know, Jan's been on the show several times, one of my favorite guests, of course. And if you've heard her before, you know that she's really authentic and really has some great insights and wisdom. She is a very dear friend of mine. She's dear to my heart. I just love and treasure the times that we have chats. Her wisdom and insightfulness and passion just shine in each of our conversations and even in our email exchanges. Let me tell you just a little bit about her for those of you who have not heard her before. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to ask her to tell you how to connect with her so that you can follow her amazing work and get to love her just as much as I do. Since 1994, Jan Lundy she's been helping people just like you connect with their inner life. Their sacred self and the divine as they understand it. She is passionate about creating spiritual health and showing others how to do so for optimal well-being. She does this professionally as an interfaith spiritual director, mentor, an educator, and retreat leader. She has also authored 5 very practical personal spiritual growth books on how to live this way, calm, clear, and wise. No matter what is happening in your life. So you see why she's perfect for this subject today. In keeping with today's technology, Jan also provides online retreats, teleseminars, and her trademark offering, Creating Spiritual Health. It's a weekly subscription series that delivers spiritual guidance directly to your inbox. Her life motto is believe, breathe, and be well. She wishes the same for you and for all beings. And folks, I can attest to that. She truly does wish that for you guys. So without further ado, let's bring Jan in. Jan, how are you doing today?
Hi, Kenny. I'm wonderful, and thanks for having me again. Always such a delight to be here with you and your listeners.
Well, I just love having you here. I really mean it when I say that your authenticity comes through every conversation I have, whether it be email or phone, and it's so refreshing. So thank you for that. But Jan, our tool today is Live Worry Free. And if you don't mind, I'm kind of throwing a curve at you because we really haven't talked about how we're going to set the show up. Can we start by talking just a little bit more about what worry can do to us and how it can derail our journey so that people know just what they're coming up against?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, before I do that, should we say very honestly here, were you ever a worrier, Kenny?
You know, as much as I know about what worry can do to us, I still find myself doing it occasionally. So yes, I was a worrier.
It's true. And you know, I was too. I was a chronic worrier, and I will say now that I'm a recovering worrier because I too, like you, I saw the price that I paid for worrying. And it created a lot of anxiety and a lot of health issues over the years. And that's what it does to us. It's a gnawing sensation. And it's this perpetual process of going over and over in our mind the what ifs. That's actually a pretty good way to identify if you're a worrier. If you have a tendency to start your sentences with what if, and usually those are things we speak to ourselves, but sometimes we say them out loud too. It's this idea of it's very difficult to accept uncertainty, to not know what's going to happen in life. And so when we can't live with that uncertainty very well, we have a tendency to really worry about it. And of course, I love the quote that you opened the show with, because worry doesn't get us anywhere. We go round and round in circles, and we actually can make ourselves quite ill in the process. Mm-hmm. Nothing really good ever comes of worry, but it's a very deep-seated pattern. And if you come from a family of worriers, you've probably had it modeled to you, and it is a cycle that's difficult to break, but I believe it can be, and I'd love to share some of those tools with you today of how to break that cycle.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yeah, and before we get into to how to break through it all, I have a very close relationship with someone who is a chronic worrier, and we experience with them, you know, we experience anxiety attacks, panic attacks, hospitalization even.
Right.
So hers has gone to a very severe level, and you know, it can be detrimental to your health.
It can be quite debilitating all around.
Oh, yeah.
And
really
there's even such a thing called meta worrying, M-E-T-A, which means then we get worried about worrying.
Oh. Yeah. And then you're dealing with depressions and all kinds of, you know, really serious psychological issues
mm-hmm.
as well. Yeah. Yeah. It is so damaging. You know, I like what you called it, that you are a recovering worrier, because I don't know that we ever get rid of it. We can certainly remind ourselves a lot, and we can make major strides. But I know, like I said earlier, you know, I can go along fine without worrying about anything, and then I catch myself doing it. Now I'm catching myself really fast these days, and
I
stop.
That's good. That's good, because you've increased awareness of your tendency to go that way. And that's really the very first step in stopping or breaking free of living as a worrier, is to identify it, to be very transparent and just say, you know, this is what it is, mm-hmm. to become really familiar with your particular worry pattern. And I think that each of us probably has a worry pattern. We have very specific things that we have a tendency to worry about, whether it's finances or it's our children or grandchildren, job security. I know for me, there are certain triggers that take me into worrying. Most often, it's actually because I'm a mother, you know, it's my children. And mm-hmm. so to recognize in that very moment that that is happening, to catch yourself, and you can train yourself to do this, to just say, there it is. That's a worry thought, especially if it starts with what if. So catching ourselves is the very first step, like you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, awareness is key.
It is absolutely key. And then to not have an opinion about it. One of the problems with worry is that, as I said, we get worried that we're worrying.
Mm-hmm.
And just like anxiety, we get anxious that we're having an experience of anxiety. So if we say what is very transparently and treat it like we're looking at it like under a microscope, like we're a scientist of ourselves. And we say, oh, isn't that interesting? I'm getting caught in worry thoughts. That's a very self-compassionate gesture also. And what's interesting is that when we begin to recognize, just acknowledge that we're caught in that moment, it can have the effect of pulling the plug energetically from it, just as if you've unplugged a cord from the wall. Just noticing it, saying what is, having a sense of neutrality about it can really disengage the worry.
Yeah, I'd like to emphasize one of the things that you just mentioned there, though, is to, when you have that awareness, is to have that awareness without opinions, without judgment. Just let it be an awareness.
Absolutely. No judgment, no opinion.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to open up another window pane here so that people can see a little more of me. I used to have a really difficult time with anger, and I would become aware of it, and then I'd be mad at myself for being angry.
Yeah.
And it was just that never-ending cycle. Well, when I was able to become aware of it without getting angry, it became okay to be angry about something, but I didn't let it escalate, and it was able, it very quickly diffused. And I think that I'm hearing you say something similar here is, if you catch yourself worrying, you know, okay, fine. You know, don't judge yourself for doing it. Just let that be okay, and then change your behavior.
Absolutely. And, you know, to take that a step further, Kenny, don't identify yourself with that particular emotion. Like, don't take on, I'm an angry person, and describe yourself like that. The same
right.
with worrying. You know, don't say to people, oh, I'm a worrier, I'm a chronic worrier. In reality, you're just identifying with it more and more. So what I suggest people do is instead say something like, I'm having an experience of worry, or I'm having feelings of worry. Our mm-hmm. identity is not tied up in these emotions. They're only emotions. They're only habits. But because our true identity, our true nature, as we've often talked about on your show, is this beautiful well of peace, of love, of joy, of goodness, of trust, and so on. Mm. The worry, the anxiety, the anger is all sourced in the ego, which is the immature, unloved part of ourselves, the fearful part of ourselves. It isn't us. It's not the true self. It's just part of our personality or our habits. So if we can step back from identifying ourselves as, oh, I'm just a worrier, and writing it off as, well, that's what is, it'll never change, that's quite disempowering. So it's really valuable to separate yourself out through observation with the emotion so that then you can make a more skillful choice around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't occur to me until just now that worrying is a very devaluing practice.
It is. It
devalues my ability to handle the situation or do something different. You know, it really does.
It's very disempowering, yes. So when we can step back and say, yep, this is happening, and I see that I've fallen prey to this once again, then we can make a more positive choice. And these are really powerful tools when, for example, you can say to yourself, all right, there it is. I'm getting caught in worry again. What would I like to focus my attention on instead would be one. Distraction works wonders. Another one would be to soothe yourself in some way. Bring yourself back to the present moment. You know, hopefully everybody has a toolbox of self-soothing practices, things that calm you and put you in a different mind state. Worry is no exception. To bring yourself back to the present moment, because worry is about the future. It's about something that has never happened yet and may not ever happen. So we have to bring ourselves back to the present, take a breath, soothe yourself, calm yourself, and let that worry dissipate. Let the energy just dissipate.
Beautiful.
And then another practice that I use too is I talk kindly to myself. I talk nicely to myself. You know, instead of beating myself up going, oh, there you went again. You see how stupid that is to get caught up in that worry? I will sometimes put my hand on my heart and I'll say, and take a breath and go, oh, okay, this is difficult right now. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling how I'm getting caught. And now I'm going to be kind to myself and let that go. But the moment that we're nicer to ourselves, it seems we can stop that cycle again of going round and round and round. So be kind, be compassionate. You didn't plan on getting caught, you know, in worry. You didn't plan on getting angry or upset or afraid. It just happens. So we can treat ourselves more compassionately that way, gently.
Yeah, and that is huge for me. And you mentioned it earlier. For me, one of my things was I got into the what if questions, and those spiraled down. And it was when I caught myself doing that, and I shifted that. I had a real hard time not saying what if. So I shifted instead of saying what if I would have done it this way instead. I basically changed it. What if it worked out different? And I would start spinning it into a positive way, which allowed me to get to the positive talk. And
that's one way that worry can be useful, Kenny. Believe it or not, there's certain aspects of worry that can be useful, and you absolutely named that, because you could see how then next time you might do it differently. Or you might see a clearer option for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it can be a learning tool, too.
Well, I'm going to skip in here for just a second. I'm going to teach a tool that was taught to me about 20 years ago that has truly shifted my life. And that is, the tool was, guilt is a call to action. Well, I have found that guilt, worry, fear, sadness, anger, anything that you can perceive as negative, if you do not judge it and you just see it as a call to action, then you can make some choices. And
that's,
I allow worry.
Incredibly powerful. Oh, I love it.
You know, I allow the negative feelings that come in because I can't stop those negative feelings from coming, or I have not figured it out yet how to stop them from coming in. They do come in, even though I've worked on this stuff forever. But instead of judging myself and beating myself up for allowing it to happen again, it's like, okay, well, what should I do now? Or what can I do now? And, you know, this worry is here for a reason. So what do I need to do to move it out of my life and become worry-free in this situation? So, okay, we can get back on track now.
That's actually a perfect segue into something I did want to mention, is that what you said basically with addressing worry that way is worry has its own spiritual invitation. It invites us to more. It invites us to exactly what you just said, a call to action. It can also help us to look at parts of ourselves that we might need to develop. For example, most people who are worriers have a real difficult time accepting uncertainty, the unpredictability of life, just the nature of life. And so this is a call. If you're a worrier, it's a wonderful spiritual invitation to look at how much do I really trust myself to be capable of navigating the unpredictability of life? Do I have trust in a higher power? You know, if we have trust in a higher power, sometimes that worry, we can turn those worries over to a higher power for healing or for release. We can be asked to surrender, you know, to give something that concerns us over rather than hanging on to it in some weird sense of control, which is not going to happen, because there are just some things out of our control. Life is completely unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And so if we're a worrier, this is one of those big spiritual breakthrough moments that can happen, because we do have to learn to trust and to let go and to surrender and be okay with uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I like to say about trust, it's often difficult for someone to make a leap from not trusting anybody to fully trusting, whether it be another person or a higher power. And I always like to just ask them, can you trust yourself enough to be okay while you're working on this? Mm-hmm. And that often gives a foothold into trust. Now, I don't ever want them to stay there, because I truly believe that I need to trust in a higher power, something bigger than me. but it gives me a foothold to get started. And so I just challenge everybody, if you find yourself having a hard time trusting enough to break free of this worry, can you trust yourself enough to be okay for a little while? You've made it this long in your life, so you're doing something right. So trust a little bit more.
That's right. And that ties in very well with another factor that I've often thought about with worry, is that think about when you are very concerned about something. If something is going to happen, impending catastrophe or doom or whatever, and of course our mind makes it bigger than it will always be, we are resilient people. We have handled stuff in the past, and we've handled it okay. So sometimes it's wise to remember, I have handled things that were difficult before, and I can do it again. So to believe in ourselves, believe in our own abilities to be resilient, to take charge, make good decisions, step forward. Sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit that we have more strength within us than what we even realized. Worry saps that strength. So sometimes that's why we have to acknowledge the worry and then fall back into a memory of a time in our life where we were strong, we were capable, we were able, and we did it. And we can do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, folks, it is so empowering when you can shift your thinking. And it's just beautiful. Well, Jan, we've got about 5 minutes left in the show, maybe a little bit less than that. I would like, since you are a recovering worrier, can you let the people who haven't started that recovery yet, can you kind of help them see what life can be like when you shift your thought process, when you shift this behavior?
Absolutely. I think you named it in the beginning. There is a new sense of freedom. Worry is so debilitating. It keeps us really stuck. It reminds me sometimes of being like in a gym on one of those bicycles that just keeps going and going and going, and you don't really go anywhere. Except that we're getting more fit at the gym. What's happening with us in real life with worry is that we're really becoming more disabled. We're becoming weaker, less effectual, disempowered. So to begin with the simple steps that we talked about, you know, just acknowledging that it's there, something you experience, it's not your true identity, it's something that can be dealt with wisely, one small step at a time, letting one worry thought at a time go. I've also heard an interesting practice that I heard a psychologist talk about this once, that if you really want to stay attached to your worry and you want to keep worrying, then pick a time of the day that you're just going to sit down and just worry. And I love that, because then you don't have to think about it all day long. I'll sit down at 1 o'clock and that'll be my worry time. Then I'll move on to something else.
That's actually a really good idea for those that just cannot let it go. I love that. So that keeps you from that keeps that beliefs turning into reality thing kind of at bay a little bit. You don't have the negativity empowering your life. You're taking control of it. So, well, Jan, the show is about to wrap up, but before we go, I'd love for you to take a few minutes and tell the listeners how they can get in contact with you, what you have going on with your businesses, and just a little bit more about you. I'd love for them to be able to follow your work.
Oh, thanks, Kenny. I sure appreciate that. Well, first, I'd like to tell everybody that if they'd like a more detailed, a real seminar on how to live worry-free, I have one on my website. It's prepackaged. Cool. It's called 7 Steps to Living Worry-Free. It is a downloadable 90-minute program, including downloadable MP3s, audio that I talk you through, with a guided meditation also for dealing with worry, and an outline with handouts to work through to help you be worry-free. And that's at my website, janlundy.com. The other thing I'm really excited about is my new monthly subscription program called Creating Spiritual Health. Worry is one of the things that saps our spiritual health and our total well-being. And so I have this wonderful weekly offering that gets zipped to your email box every week, and a way to keep you nourished and help you flourish, hang on to good mindsets and habits, and to believe in yourself and your ability to live a happy, healthy life. And all of that is at my website, janlundy.com.
Well, Jan, thank you so much for being on the show today. I look forward to another chat really soon. Everyone, please be sure to check out Jan's work. Connect with her, stay in the loop, and just keep up with all of her fabulous work. It truly is inspiring and empowering. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for following his vision and creating this amazing resource for empowered living called Empower Radio. Also, thanks to Matt back in the studio today for producing the show and making sure that that you guys had something to tune into and listen to. Please check out the other amazing shows here on Empower Radio. You will find at least one that will speak to your heart. Share Empower Radio with your friends and help spread positivity around the world. We'd love for you to connect with us at Life's Toolbox Facebook page or go to my website at kennybrixey.com to learn more about my corporate work and coaching services. I will begin my newsletter again soon, so be sure to sign up there. Until next week, remember, stop worry in its tracks and live worry-free. I bet your life is more peaceful when you do. Love and peace for now. Bye.